This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Working from home is persisting, meaning empty office buildings. 2021 is shaping up to be a record year for converting offices and disused schools, hospitals into living spaces, apartments. Data from what's called Rent Cafe finds 20,000 new units this year from these kinds of conversions. Adaptive reuse is the lingo. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that.
The iconic Tribune Tower is 36 stories of Gothic splendor in the heart of downtown Chicago.
That's a beautiful historic building, lots of great architectural detail.
Strachan Forgan is an architect with the firm SCB, which just completed a conversion of the building into 162 residential units. It's a process drawing increasing interest as housing remains in short supply in many cities, while demand for office space is going down.
You can take just a beautiful historic building and give it another 200-plus-year lifespan.
Adapting an existing building is generally cheaper and greener than building a whole new one. But it's not as simple as just tearing down cubicles and putting up some new walls.
The lower floors of the building were very large because it used to be the old print and press room.
Offices are built with deeper floor plans, so they demolished some central parts of the building to let in natural light. But the challenges of converting buildings like this go beyond aesthetics, says Nathan Vitasek with engineering firm Simpson, Gumperts & Hager.
You end up spending lots and lots of effort trying to make it retroactively meet contemporary requirements.
Things like fire and earthquake safety standards, accessibility, and the added plumbing and ventilation needed for all those additional bathrooms and kitchens. And that's if the city will allow it in the first place.
The existing zoning codes in the city made it very difficult.
Ken Bernstein is a city planner in Los Angeles, where developers ran into a problem converting the crumbling stock of early 20th century office buildings.
Any residential building had to have at least 2 parking spaces per unit.
Old office buildings don't have that. So in 1999, the city passed an ordinance that made exceptions for these projects, helping to transform downtown into a vibrant residential neighborhood. Today, the city has plans for another 4,000 apartment conversions. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.